And now for something completely different.
If your AWS bill is too high, I've got something you should try. Famous cost effective. Don't you ever forget it. I said famous cost effective. Why don't you get it, get it, get it, get it?
Good morning, AWS, and welcome to the AWS Morning Brief. I'm cloud economist Corey Quinn, and if you check my Twitter account and the pinned tweet specifically, you'll see that the Festival of Quinns is nearly at its end. But we're going to soldier on regardless. Let's see what happened last week in AWS. Amazon Virtual Private Cloud, or VPC, customers can now assign IP prefixes to their EC2 instances. This does appear to be capped to a /28 for each prefix, but it has no direct charges associated with it beyond what you're already paying. Ergo, IP prefixes have prefix pricing. Announcing availability of Red Hat Enterprise Linux with Microsoft SQL Server for Amazon EC2. You can now run Microsoft SQL Server on Red Hat Enterprise Linux on EC2, but you should immediately stop whatever the hell it is you're doing and reevaluate what has led you down to this dark and terrible place. AWS announces general availability of Amazon EBS IO2 Block Express volumes. This makes the answer to, can we have a SAN in the cloud, significantly more nuanced, because storage is like that. Introducing AWS Edit in the cloud. You have to read the actual architecture diagram linked from this blog post in order to figure out that editing, in this case, primarily refers to video editing. It certainly doesn't extend to editing AWS blog posts and their headlines for clarity. Cohn Resnick automates claim validation workflow using AWS AI services. The best way to validate $300 in claims is via $4,000 worth of inscrutable machine learning services. Perform chaos testing on your Amazon Aurora cluster. At long last, AWS evolves the ability to rip the disks out of the database while it's running. You've been doing that on-prem for years, always by complete accident. Build a live streaming chat application using Amazon IVS and Amazon Chime SDK. This is a great demo of a solution that apparently the virtual reInvent team has yet to discover based upon last year. Introducing AWS SAM pipelines automatically generate deployment pipelines for serverless applications. And this one annoys me because I was all set to make a snarky, crappy comment about how this should support GitHub Actions in a future release, but get this, it already does in preview. This is, no joke, first-class work by the team that simultaneously helps customers and takes the wind right out of my sails. Next time, SAM team, I'll be ready for you. Building a centralized Amazon CodeGuru profiler dashboard for multi-account scenarios. Most companies would view, wow, this sure is a long and detailed blog post on how to let a service speak between multiple AWS accounts as a leading indicator that, wow, our multiple account story apparently really sucks, and we should absolutely find ways to make it way easier for customers to interact with it. The new Amazon GameSparks is coming. Amazon once again tilts at its own windmill, the gaming industry. Leading cloud innovators in media and entertainment, Netflix. Did you know that Netflix is an AWS customer? If you didn't, you clearly have never seen a reInvent keynote, attended a conference talk presented by an AWS employee, or spent more than 2 minutes speaking to an Amazonian. This episode is sponsored in part by our friends at Chaos Search. You could run Elasticsearch or Elastic Cloud or OpenSearch, as they're calling it now, or a self-hosted Elk stack. But why? Chaos Search gives you the same API you've come to know and tolerate, along with unlimited data retention and no data movement. Just throw your data into S3 and proceed from there as you would expect. This is great for IT operations folks, for app performance monitoring, cybersecurity. If you're using Elasticsearch, consider not running Elasticsearch. They're also available now in the AWS Marketplace if you'd prefer not to go direct and have half of whatever you pay them count toward your EDP commitment. Discover what companies like Klarna, Equifax, Armor Security, and Blackboard already have. To learn more, visit chaossearch.io and tell them I sent you just so you can see them facepalm yet again. Introducing the Amazon Pinpoint SMS Sandbox. I've got to be honest here. Compared to Twilio, the Pinpoint developer experience makes this more of an SMS litter box. How the Washington Post's Arc XP uses CloudWatch Metrics Explorer to reduce costs. It's always great to see our clients at the Duckbill Group talking about their successes. The Washington Post team was great to work with, and their Lambda usage pattern was a fascinating challenge. Using tags to programmatically determine which functions should have their concurrency or provision capacity adjusted before they hit a wall is the kind of solution that doesn't apply to most shops, but it really did here. How to put a supercomputer in the hands of every scientist. AWS walks you through the process of buying every scientist an iPhone. Scheduling satellite contact using AWS Ground Station and Python SDK. It takes sending satellites to orbit in order to pull it off. But AWS finally lets you schedule something without using cron syntax. How to restrict IAM roles to access AWS resources from specific geolocations using AWS Client VPN. This dovetails nicely with the pre-existing ability to restrict connections to AWS resources from areas with poor or absent internet connectivity. And finally, AWS simplifies program for AWS partners to offer, deliver, resell AWS training. That's right, AWS makes it easier for training partners to do the most important thing from AWS's perspective, making very sure that at no point do they describe a service with the wrong Amazon versus AWS prefix. And that's what happened last week in AWS. I'm cloud economist Corey Quinn. Make good choices.
This has been a Humble Pod production.
Stay humble.